A national monument will also be dedicated to Emmett Till's mother and activist Mamie Till Mobley. It will be located across three sites in Illinois and Mississippi and will be federally protected places. Till's mother kept his story alive and advocated for justice for her son following his murder. Biden says the monument is an important reminder of past racial injustice and the work that still lies ahead to achieve full equality.
It's really critical work ahead to continue the fight for racial justice and equality for all Americans. And my administration is committed to leading the path forward. And I know the members of Congress here are even more committed than that.
Biden's proclamation protects places that are central to the story of Emmett Till's life and death at age 14, the acquittal of his white killers by an all-white jury, and his late mother's activism. The Biden administration is designating the river site where Till's body was found, the Tallahatchie County 2nd District Courthouse where the trial took place, and the Chicago's Roberts Temple Church of God in Christ where his funeral took place as part of the national monument. Till was visiting family in Mississippi in 1955 when he was accused of making inappropriate remarks to a white store clerk. Till was kidnapped, beaten, and shot to death by the clerk's husband and half-brother. The pair were acquitted later by an all-white jury. 50 years after the trial, the clerk admitted she had lied about the incident. The incident would lead to national action against the violence and brutality of the Jim Crow South. The Till family and activists are raising money to restore each of the sites for inclusion in the national park system. Brent Legs is the executive director of the African American Cultural Heritage Action Fund. It's a program of the National Trust of Historic Preservation. He says that the preservation of these places helps people reflect on history.
Preservation is the pathway to ensure the permanent protection of these three historic places. But most importantly, it's to ensure that we never forget. When we hear the name Emmett Till and Mamie Till Mobley, the world must also remember Black Americans' fight for equality and racial justice in America.
According to White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, the Till National Monument will be the Biden administration's four monument designation related to the civil rights movement. Biden says this proclamation is important as it comes as conservative leaders, mostly at the state and local levels, push legislation that limits the teaching of slavery and Black history in public schools.
At a time when there are those who seek to ban books, bury history, we're making it clear, crystal clear. Darkness and denialism can hide much. They erase nothing. They can hide, but they erase nothing. We can't just choose to learn what we want to know. We have to learn what we should know. We should know about our country. We should know everything, the good, the bad, the truth of who we are as a nation.
Florida, for example, recently changed educational guidelines on the teaching of Black history as part of the so-called Stop Woke Act, which restricts the teaching of race in schools and workplaces. Tuesday would have been Till's 82nd birthday. For KPFA News, I'm Jill Martel.